Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about documentation problems faced by Zimbabweans living in various countries.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voendebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about immigration issues.
The Democratic Alliance in South Africa claims that the ruling African National Congress has failed in protecting the country's borders from an influx of illegal immigrants. The opposition party says it has an immigration plan that would limit the number of people entering the country, document immigrants, and send home those wishing to return to their places of origin.
In Britain and USA and some Western nations, immigration has taken center stage as millions of Africans and other nationals are fleeing home to seek refuge and greener pastures in developed nations.
Millions of Zimbabweans live in South Africa and other nations, but they are not sure about their stay in those countries as some face deportations after failing to get proper immigration documents.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Jonga, which I'll avoid.
Ngiyaphila uthini?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu sibanjana abantwana.
Ah bayaphila.
Very good.
Bayagula. Sisikhathi
kuya. Iflu.
It's cold now.
Yeah, kunjalo
futhi. Yeah, kuyagodola so bayafood there.
Yeah, kunzima.
Kunzima. Yes, Gibbs, nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yevanhu vanogara munyika dzisiri dzavo. Isisu kana tichinge tichitaura pachizezuru hanzi unenge uchinzi uri mubvakure. Usi wemunyika imomo wakabva kure ukauya kunyika kwedu.
Munthu wakuza.
Yes, saka tiri kungoda kuti muSouth Africa, mapato maviri ari muSouth Africa, anosanganisira Democratic Alliance, vari kukurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri munyika iyi, zvinenge zvisina magwaro, anobvumidza zvinenge zvichigara munyika iyi, zvinenge zvichiburitswa muSouth Africa. Democratic Alliance iri kutopomera mhosva bato ANC rinotonga muSouth Africa. Kuti iri kutadza kugadzirisa miganhu kana atingati maborder anzi hakusi secure zviri kuita kuti vanhu vange vachingopinda semvura iri kudirwa musefa vanongopinda vachibuda bato iri riri kunzi nevakawanda riri kutora matanho ariri kukurudzira kuti anga achigadziriswa senzira yekutsvaga rutsigiro nekuti South Africa iri kutarisirwa kuita sarudzo gore rinouya kwoitawo rimwe bato idzva riri kunzi rakakurudzirawo kuti vese vasiri vemunyika iyi vasina magwaro vange vabuda muSouth Africa panopera gore rino. Asi vakawanda vari kubva vafunga zvakamboitika muna 2008 pairwiswa vanhu vasiri vezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa. Iyi hainzi xenophobia iyeyi inotyisa vanhu vakawanda. Ndo zviri kuitwa mune nyika dzakawanda. Tinoona kana muno muAmerica chaimo vanenge vasina magwaro vekune dzimwe nyika vari kuita dambudziko rekuti vange vachitambirwa nemuno muAmerica nekune dzimwe nyika. Saka matambudziko ari kutarisana nevana veZimbabwe ari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana, Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo ke Jonga, uyaibeka kuhle ke indaba yethu namhlanje, limzwele lapho Jonga sibili uyaibeka. Namhla ke zuru kandaba esikhuluma ngakho yikuthi ke abantu beZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe kungazani bathwele nzima sibili kakhulu. Xa sisibona ke kwele South Africa, kule bandla lekuthiwa iDemocratic Alliance yakhuluma ukuthi ibandla leANC, African National Congress, kungani aliqhubi kuhle nxa lisekhangela ukuvimba emngceleni. Mwazani liti abantu bagcwala kakhulu kwele South Africa. Kodwa le ANC lona lithi haya kunjalo. Bazama ukuthi balungise phela ukuthi abantu nxa ukuthi uvela kwamanye amazwe ungahlukuluzwa kube njalo. Siyabona njalo ke iDemocratic Alliance ikhuluma ngokuthi yona ile esingathi zinhlelo ezithize engazethulela uZulu nqa ukuthi ingavotela ingene esikhundleni. Lokhu kunje ngokuthi abantu abafisa ukuzibuyelela ekhaya ingabancedisa ukuthi bakwenze khonokho. Lokunye nje kutshiyeneyo sibona ngazani kuningi sibili Zulukandaba. So ke ngena kuhlelo khona manje ukuze sixoxe ngizokuthatha silo muntu ecingweni ubani.
Ndizozo thina vadi vamavinga vanove gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachishanda nesangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Vamavinga tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Kuva muchirongwa nekukurukura nevamwe nevateereri maita basa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe we can start in English, Mr. Mavinga. We understand that two political parties in South Africa are fighting that immigrants who are in that country be deported if they are illegal. And the Democratic Alliance Party is actually saying that the ANC is not doing enough to protect South African borders. And I think many Zimbabweans are now living in fear of what happened in 2008. You live in South Africa. What are you hearing and seeing following these statements from these political parties?
Well, the Democratic Alliance has really put out reckless statements on illegal immigrants, which could fuel xenophobia. And it is on record that there have been vicious cycles of xenophobia in South Africa since 2008. When more than 62 people were killed with no accountability or justice whatsoever. So it is about politics. It's about the elections coming up in 2019 in South Africa and the all easy tendency to stereotype and scapegoat and put blame on foreign nationals for the failings of the system. It is really a hangover from the colonial period where there was divide and rule, where different groups were divided and there was stereotyping, which then perpetuated the colonial apartheid regime. And we are now seeing these things happening. But unfortunately, it is it presents huge danger to foreign nationals, particularly those with small businesses, tuck shops, in the townships in Soweto, in part of Durban, across the country. And we think that parties like the Democratic Alliance should be responsible and should speak responsibly. But unfortunately, despite our warning as human rights defenders, having seen this trend with the DA mayor for Johannesburg, particularly Emmen Mashaba, having repeatedly used these very same sentiments, we see that this is not coming to an end. And we fear that it could result in serious abuses targeting foreign African nationals.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, nifunga wanugona kumbotsana ngura zvakare nesindebele.
Yes, okay. Loba kunjalo Mavinga, we see that, you know, at the end of the day, this immigration issue is always taking center stage during times of elections. And we see that maybe in South Africa, they are going towards elections. And normally, all that fades off soon after the elections. So are they saying this thing genuinely, or is a question of maybe politicking? And if it is politicking, how serious is it?
Absolutely, it is politicking. But also, Gibbs, this is about stereotypes. You know, where it is very easy to blame the other, people who are not like us, to blame them for our shortcomings, for our failings. It's very easy to say, you know, unemployment amongst doctors is because of foreign nationals, when in fact, even if they are not there, the locals would not have the necessary skills to take up those jobs. So what needs to be done, really, and this kind of xenophobia is not only within political parties. We see it also in the attitude of, for example, the Home Affairs Department, in the manner in which it treats foreign nationals, it processes their permits or applications for asylum, and all those things, even the policing, is highly xenophobic. If you go, for example, to the biggest station for buses in South Africa, Johannesburg, park stations, you see that frequently the police are targeting immigrants there to frisk them and demand small bribes because they are demanding to see passports or what was in the apartheid era, what was called passbooks. So So we have an ingrained system that will not go away because of lazy political leaders who think that they can get away with murder by blaming, you know, their failings on foreign nationals. And as we approach elections, as you correctly said, in 2019, we are likely to see an escalation in this kind of warmongering and dangerous talk. And unfortunately, the South African police has not decisively dealt with this problem. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any accountability for the serious abuses that have taken place in the past. Even in this year, in 2018, we have had, you know, waves of violence, xenophobic violence in Soweto, for example, targeting mainly Somali nationals and their tax shops. We have had a shadowy political party group that also marched against foreign nationals. But all this is scapegoating, trying to find an excuse to commit crimes and steal, and not really to deal with the root causes of xenophobia.
Thank you so much, Wamavinga Maita Basaramba Emri Parunare. Gibbs, I understand we now have Ms. Neria Neshamba, a Zimbabwean who is based in the UK. I think she works with the Zimbabwe Diaspora Focus Group. Welcome to our show, Ms. Neshamba.
Thank you. I miss Mashamba.
Mashamba. We are very sorry. Tine urombo. Yes.
Thank you.
Mungataura chiine dambudziko ratiri kunzwa riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika dzakasiyana siyana. South Africa mapato maviri anotire Democratic Alliance ne African Basic Movement Party akatobuda pachena kuti vabva kure kana kuti vekune dzimwe nyika vanofananga vachionekwa kunzi vadzosekerwa kunyika dzavo.
Dambudziko iroro rinorwadza nokuti one. Haisi mhosva yavanhu kuti vabude munyika, but because masituations akanga arimo munyika ndiyo aisakisa kuti vanhu tibude tinotsvaka upenyu, peace and quiet, kune dzimwe. Some of us, vamwe vacho, ma economic refugees, because they could not get a job kumusha, which is worse mudzidzo yaanayo, fundo yaanayo. And it, some of them, and it vakatengesa misha dzimba, vamwe vakatengesa mombe, kana vabereki vavo ipapapo vakango relocate to South Africa or Botswana. Zvino ipapapo kuti munhu akatengesa imba ndiudzeiwo kana chero murimi achiuya kunana diaspora, achiuya kudiaspora, wozonzwodzorerwa kumusha, no work permit yavanomupa. How do they think, as another, even if we follow humanitarian, you know, the G, humanitarians, munhu kungobiswa abva kumusha asina chinhu, angotora mari achifunga kutoti right, I'm an economic refugee, I'm going to find work, then I support my people at home. As you know that we believe in extended family, families, Zimbabweans, then ndovakawo musha wangu. Then wosvika kumunyika kuya kuya, haupiwi document. And it, haupi, uchashupika ugokwangwaya ugodin, uchaiona nhamo yamakandiwa chaiyo. And then wapedza ipapapo, wozonzi after 5 years, uchineteka, uchirara nenzara, uchirara pasi pamabridges, reducing you to the poorest of the poor. Then wozonzi, all right, chidzokera kumusha, just like that. Vakuda kuti vanhu vanonzi abira anabwera here kana kuti chii. Kana nyika yawakatora iyi inonzi chii, yawakatizira, yawakapotera iyoyo, they should at least consider kuti at least ngavape vanhu ma work permits vangoshanda vagone kudzokera kumusha. Vane chinhu, at least vanotenga dzimba kumusha, vanonoita upenyu hutsva, zviri nani than just to put people out as if they committed a crime. No. Thank you so much.
Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. Mashamba, Varuti, and some people are forced to flee their countries because of economic and political hardships. Mm-hmm. And some economic refugees who even sold their properties to find money so that they can go to the diaspora to find work and support their extended families. Mm-hmm. And most of these people, they are failing to get proper documentations in those countries, forcing them to sleep under bridges and do all those menial jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And to expect those people to be deported and or just return home without nothing, that mm-hmm. is impossible. So I understand we have another caller. Hello, mm-hmm. Magadi. Hello.
Hello.
Magadi. Tarasimba Ndiani.
Mudara Obasanjo.
Mudara Obasanjo. Murukufona murukupiko ku Nigeria here.
Ku Kwekwe.
Oh, Obasanjo. Tipe zvamurikuda kuti pakurira tinzwe ukanzwa zvinobva kuna Mudara Gibbs is something big.
Yeah.
Wakadimirika ndakashanda muSouth Africa kwangu yakarima.
Mhm.
From 2002 up to 2013.
Yeah.
If you got a Jimmy in Ninica, first big. So I take up a 2008 the show on white piece of Nana Ramaposo. But Eco Zilezica, Sindakaita, what in the Gaita Lakut in the Capita Basaragari Marcio Como. And the Katanga Tenga Motkar. But that was not contracted there with 10 minutes for 2004. Ndakatengesa motikari yainenye yeJudi kuti asi ndakazodzokera muSouth Africa manje. Ndofaita kuti most of the Zimbabweans vari paPark Station paipai dzambavha. Asi vakabva muno muZimbabwe vunomuka. Havasi kutsvaga basa. Vakaenda paPark Station paipai apa vanoona ndivari wakatamirwa narubva kuno kumusha kuno. Dzambavha dzega dzega dzimwewo nguva hatifani kubhureva maSouth Africans. Iyo maZimbabwe isusu pachedu kutega isusu pachedu. Nakuti akurubhana isusu pachedu kuurayana pachedu isusu tega. Ukapakuruke munhu chete paPark Station ipo paya anenge abva kuno kuZimbabwe kuno. Ari tanga kubatwa nemuZimbabweni tanga nepfute pahuru chepo kuda kuti urayiwa. Saka ipo nguva hatifanira kublema maSouth African. MaZimbabwe tanyanya nekutsotso futi paPark Station chapchapo ipapo pane mapurisa.
Saka mapurisa haasi kutora matanho here ipapo?
Hapuza atari matani, kano sibatwa ni ukabato mkunzi, paya kutenchiri, paya. Hapuza ari papa, nezo wano iti.
Saka idambu zikuri.
Masa African police, police service, jenji, hapana zwa ini, zoruma atu kwa ipo paya, wate zote umu Zimbabwe, ina. Wani asa kuna dressing yao, complexion yako, nima fambira yako, kutu, this is a foreigner, uyumu foreigner. Wana maji. Ndio naye zvakato mukunzi ipapo set and muZimbabwe vakaita makorrection nema South Africans vakaita korrection ma South Africans matose kuti vanenge vatozoti toni yemunhu uyo kutaura kwake ndiye muZimbabwe kati mubate mukunzi mutorwa mafomu kwa zvese zvavanenge vainazvo asi zvichibva kuZimbabwe chaicho kadi kuti iwo maZimbabwe anenge ari kuko vagara kwenguva yakareba vauye kuno kwaita timaprojects kwavo kuno kumusha kuno kunguva ichiripo zvandangaona 2008 zvaisatise kunoona Ramaposa ona rakapaki uku vachipiswa vanhu urikupanzwa here wakandimira
ndiri kupanzwa baba pari kutonzwisa tsitsi
tachioramba takamirira kunyika yavo ukokoko chiinyaya yekuti muno munyika medu ngatitamburei tiri muno tisingoita pichana kusvika nyika yedu yanaka ichanaka chete muno izvandinongoda kutaura chete.
Thank you so much, Baba. Saka izvezvi muri muku Zimbabwe.
Ndava ku Zimbabwe. Ndakatowana pendura yangu for South Africa.
Thank you so much, Mudara Obasanjo. Okay, thank you so much, Gibbs. That was Mr. Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
He says he worked in South Africa for a long time, from 2002 to 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And he blames some of our fellow countrymen and women who he says ply the Park Station area, robbing mainly Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the police, they just look at them, I mean, give a blind eye.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do anything. They don't arrest, especially if they know that it's Zimbabwean versus Zimbabwean.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they can tell through, I mean, from your accent, from your dressing and the way you walk, that you are a foreigner, and mm-hmm. that's how they can identify you. But he's urging Zimbabweans who are struggling in South Africa to return home and try to make a living from whatever little they can do in Zimbabwe.
And Jonga, we actually invited the Democratic Alliance to come here for the show. And we initially talked to Kabelo Khobisa, and he has actually sent me an email right now. and then he sent the email via Marshall Fredericks, and here it reads,
mm-hmm.
says, Dear Gibbs, we have been in touch with Jackers. Jackers is one of the officials of the Democratic Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been in touch with Jackers regarding the interview possibly being toning, and unfortunately, Jackers is unable to participate in the debate this evening. I hope this is not too much of an inconvenience. Thank you very much for inviting us to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to invite them
the
so that they will,
yes,
they will express themselves in this kind of you know, discussion. So again, mbuyele ku mama uMashamba. Lisakhona ecingweni mama. Mashamba ukhona ecingweni yangizwa?
Ye ngizwa baba.
Ye, akutsho ke mama ukuthi khona ngapha eBhilitani kume njani ngezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezingani zibhekane lokuthi zixotshelizwe.
Ya, angithi yabona. Injongo eyakuqala ngifuna ukukhuluma ngeSouth Africa.
Mhm.
Ukukomenta nje.
Yeah.
Angithi yabona. Yeah, some of these amalokuzeni ama asylum seekers or refugees because of ukulamba ukungaphiwa lutho ama refugees. Ukungaphiwa kudla, ukungathini, and marginalized and castigated.
Mm-hmm.
Angithi bengela lutho yikho kwenza ukuthi they turn into crime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right konoko ngoba at least umuntu engayenza itoho nje elokhuzeni ukuthanyela kumbe ukuthini because Zimbabwe wenza hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
And uzaphiwa lawo kungu 10 rand for you to have something to eat angitsho.
Mm-hmm.
Uthi uyothenga nje ukudla. Angitsho. Nxa ulala ebridgini, wazisukela ekhaya wena, angitsho. Uyalala eBulhen. Rather than turn into a crime. A crime, yes, I really don't even want to hear ukuthi kulo Zimbabwe osentshontsha umbuthi. But at the same time, baba ngamasela ngenxa yokuhlupheka. And nxa bengamasela khonapho, amapholisa eSouth Africa, nxa ekhangela ukuthi, you know, that's xenophobia, angitsho, le abayenzayo ngoba nxa abantu bechayana laphana bebulalana, amapholisa ebhekile kutshoni. What is the meaning of that?
Kulobunzima.
Kulobunzima. Yet, before their independence, to tell the truth, South Africans were having it very good. Emakhaya kithi. Babephiwa izindlu.
Yeah.
Babechada lokuchada. Besidla nge-fork and knife. Angitsho. Babemkhonto yesizwe. Lama refugees. Babephiwa izindawo ezinhle. Zimbabwe could do that.
Yes, I was here. Yes, I was on Tomendala, what is Kumakonapoke, Amafchani, all what she's saying is that, you know, the South Africans actually got independent through Zimbabweans. I still remember that the ANC was fighting alongside ZAPU, and she's saying, you know, they should actually be grateful for that.
Yeah.
So she ends up by saying that, you know, the refugee problem is exacerbated by lack of protection, social protection programs
from
in some
government.
Countries like South Africa.
Okay.
So people end up not having anything for eking out a living. So some end up, you know, living under bridges and all those kind of things. But she says if you give Zimbabwe a chance to
they
work,
excel.
They really work.
Okay,
so, and they'll get money.
We have callers. I have, here we have callers lined up. Hello, Ndiyane Mutiriro atina ezvino, you know? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Baba. We are seeing the Colombian. Hello, can you hear us?
Hey, Taurai Tins, we are similar to Taura Kure.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Jonga. Yeah, this is a lot of banana and dog in the Mamma's interview. Now we are trans of Basanji. Basanji, I was a sure of the snake ticket. That is, for example, the letter of an issue of Africa, which is Zambia, the RSC, and Zimbabwe. As can I have then my issue with criminality, at the same the nation, the same my individuals, I'm not paramosa. You know, I accept as well as the Arctic or Basanji.
Saka
you remember hello?
Taura itinzo.
You remember in the '80s, Tanzania vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe marefugees, vaema Ethiopians, vaema South Africans, Manamibians, and so forth. But kana vapara mhosva vanhuvavo havalebhuliwe as a nation, vanolebhuliwa as individuals. Varima criminals, very police opinion. But when you talk of
asi mukoma sitamati ndimani mukoma John ndirofunga kuti zvamuri kutaura zvine zvirikuda kungoenderana nezvazvichitaurwa nava Obasanjo Obasanjo arotaura kuti kuoma kwezvinhu kuri kuita kuti vanhu vazhinji vangosvikawo gara muSouth Africa nekuti vanenge vasingakwanisi kuzowana mapepa saka vagara muSouth Africa havana nzira dzekuwana nadzo mari wekupesera wapinda mucrime vachivakurudzira kuti vadzoke kumusha ndiri kunzwa ndo zvimwe chete zvamune muri kutaura handisi kuona pamuri kupesana navo
tiri kupesana pakuiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
joini muri kukanganisa itai kune vamwe vari kupara mhosva nekuti tiri kuverenga mapepa nekuona materevhizheni zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kusungwa musouth africa nemunyika dzimwe zviri kupara mhosva saka hatifaniri kunge tichivachengetedza kana kuvaprotekta asi ngatiti vari kungoparawo mhosva sezvinoitwa nevamwe vekune dzimwe nyika even vemusouth africa imomo aiwa asi pane panozobvunzwawo kuti unobva kupi utaura kuti kuzimbabwe ndo zviri kutaurwawo nevamwe kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri musouth africa zviri kuitawo mhosva dzakafanana nezvakati nezvakati saka vekuzimbabwe vanenge vakungotsuurawo vekumusha kwavo kuti ngatiregei kupinda munyaya dzakadai tinotenda zvikuru mukoma john ndinoimba kuti mudhara wabasanjo akateerera pakweko apa achinzwa zvamuri kutaura thank you so much tine mumwe muteereri parunhare ndiani aripo yezvino hallo hallo I thought we have a caller. No, I thought we have a... Okay, before we go to Mr. Mavinga, let me just,
Translate what
Mkoma John said. He was responding to Mudara Obasanjo.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I think Mr. Obasanjo or Mudara Obasanjo is off track because he should not label criminals by their nationalities, mm-hmm. but label them as individuals who have committed crimes and they should face the consequences on their own, not as a nation.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mavinga, I think you've been listening to what people are saying here, and at the end of the day, this immigration issue is very hot in South Africa right now, and is hot maybe a lot in Britain as well, and in USA. So maybe these countries are trying to eradicate immigrants in order to pave the way for their own, citizens. Is that not the case?
Well, it is a very hot case, yes, issue, but which is compounded and complicated when you look at the stereotypes and the false basis of analysis. For mm-hmm. example, yes, anyone commits crime, including immigrants and locals, but without a statistical analysis, it would be improper for anyone to then claim that a particular nationality is the one committing crime. Mm-hmm. And it is up to the authorities, particularly the South African authorities, to find sustainable solutions to these challenges. Because there is no way that migration will be stopped by unleashing violence by locals. What needs to happen is to find ways of integrating and ensuring that, you know, the economic muscle that is brought by migrants is channeled properly through providing adequate documentation to enable for people to work. Look, these boundaries, these borders, Limpopo River, are artificial and colonial borders. They shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
So what needs to happen is that South Africa needs to acknowledge that reality and not behave like an enclave that is far removed from the rest of Africa. Because the reality is that we are interconnected, and that will always be the case. So the authorities need to lay out a framework of tapping into the resources and skills that immigrants have. And also, if you look at South Africa, with its economic and political muscle, it needs to help resolve the political and governance challenges in its neighbors, like Zimbabwe, so that you do not have this net inflow of migrants all the time to South Africa. Because I can assure you that if things are resolved politically and economically in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
you'd have millions going back to Zimbabwe and not having to, you know, apply and put pressure on South Africa's doorstep. So these mm-hmm. are the realities that the authorities in South Africa must be seized with, and not this myopic and parochial mindset that says, let us close our borders. It will not work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gibbs. Mm-hmm. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, Magasimba, Ozitani, Diani.
Vamananda,
Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yebo.
The Taurai Jinswe.
Kutanga, nduda kumkwazisa imi.
Tinotenda.
Never repassed the whole world, including also back home in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the problem that has resulted DA to come up with this issue of trying to say foreigners must come out, those who are not registered.
Mm.
For the past 10 years, migration has been increasing, more especially people coming to South Africa, not only Zimbabweans. I would say Africa as a whole, they've been coming to South Africa. The major problem that I saw, personally myself, I'm talking from my own practical and what I see without being measuring. It's because the system that Home Affairs was doing created many people to come into the country illegally. Because they took time to register people as per their arrival. However, I wouldn't like to encourage this issue of coming into the country illegal without being known that where are you coming from and who you are. Partly because you must be known where you are coming from. In the event that you have died, it's easier to identify you.
Mm.
And what created all this problem that Mr. Mavinga is talking now over the issue of xenophobia,
mm-hmm.
it has been created after quite a number of companies, after the people were given the asylums. Many companies started to employ the foreigners, not only Zimbabweans, like I've said before. They started to employ many people. Whereas local here in South Africa, quite a number of people were just working Monday to Friday.
Mm.
Then when it comes to Friday, Isha is, people have to go home. And because you are a foreigner, sometimes your rights are so limited. Regardless that you've got the right, the fundamental right that you being allocated to you as a person, as a human being. So these are the problems that I saw affecting quite a number of us foreigners in the country, in South Africa. Crime has increased. And partly, like what Mr. Obasanjo
mm-hmm.
From Kwekwe, surely at the park station, it is a pity that, you know, being pointing fingers to your own homeboy, it's a very disturbing and worrying. Because those are the people who does all this kind of, all sort of things, crime and crime and crime. Of course, wouldn't like to personalize the things and point fingers that these are the Zimbabweans, in as much as it would end up creating.
Ngoti dimu mkoma John, mkoma Mananda, ngoti dimu bwesi nemwe mteerera ari parunare.
Finally, I wanted to say, economical situation may be back home, and maybe I would say general in Africa, it has resulted many people to run away from their home. But I would want to say, including you guys, our technocrats who are paralyzed all over the world, elections were done and gone. It's high time for us to be positive.
Thank you so much.
Our country.
Thank you, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Regarding Zukuna Mkoma Maninga Variparunare, hello.
Hello, Magadi Zeni Mkoma Jong.
I want to mpen you Taura itinswe.
But I think that's Maninga, go to Maninga.
Oh, it's Maninga.
Manenga.
Manenga. I want this show. Kutadza kunzwaka and zishmes ninja do na mma sai say. Manenga.
Yeah, and the thing that I South Africa wanhu vakawanda vakuenda ikoko. Vazhinji vacho haana kana maqualifications. Unomona akuya nemota kuno kumusha basa rava kushanda njere. Handifungidze kuti fudza mombe kungatengese mota. Saka nyaya iripoka maZimbabweni must work kushanda chaiko chaiko. Zvine kuti zvakaoma bhozi kana vachizva vachienda kuSouth Africa kunozogadzirwa nani. Chawanofana kuita ndechekuti tidzoke kana tirwisa tese izvozvo vari kudzava vafanira kuvhota. Dai vari muno taivhota tochinja izvozvo vari kuti zvakaipa izvozvo. But kana vachigara uko kuSouth Africa endapo vakuba. Ndinofunga kuti the former president vakambotaura kuti vanhu avava vari kuenda South Africa vari kuba pakamboita kamutauro tauro kunzwire kumai kunyika yakadai handichataura zvangu bhozi ndokubva kuzerisano izvi. Asi vanga vadaro. Saka chokwadi chiripo ndiri maZimbabweni. Basa zhinji pauri kubuda muno. Vazhinji kana vari kadzi vari kuita kunotengesa miviri. Vamwe vacho imbavha. Ndochokwadi ichocho.
Asika hanza hapana nyika isina guva. Hanza hapana nyika isina guva mukoma. Imo muSouth Africa mune zvamuwo mune zvizvara zvemuSouth Africa mbavha one zvese zvimwe zvamuri kutaura zvakaipa izvo.
Batika zviri nanika. Kubira musha mako kwete kuenda kunze kuko bhozi isisi hama dzati mutsiya kutambura kuti vamwe vachavafira kumajere ko kuti anouya sei kuno. Saka ngavadzoke tigadzirise nyika yedu ipe tiri muno.
Aiwa pakaipa asi munoziva mukoma zvinoitika nguva yakanzwa chiyadzwa kwamuka Mangoda nyika yese yakamhanyira kuenda kwachiyadzwa. Saka vanhu vakanzwawo kuti kuSouth Africa kune kuri greener than kusaidi kwavari vanomhanyawo kuenda kuSouth Africa. Munzira imomo kunozoita vamwe vanonhongawo zvimwe zvinhu zvavanofungwa zvinoshandawo zvichitengeseka ndokurarama kune kuchingoita vanhu.
Kuna South Africa pachezvavo kuya kuno vanga vada kutowedzera upfumi hwavo hwavainawo. Isusuka hatina chati iwo anotoziva kuti munhu Zimbabweni munhu anototambudzika zvachose. Saka panongonzi kuno kuti akamboita chirongwa chekuti pabiwa. Ane mangu arasta. Munhu ane avamuri ane dreads. Saka ndesichechen iripo ikoko panongonzi vadiwa muZimbabweni.
Aiwa maita basa.
Ndivana vari kutambudzika.
Maita basa mukoma Manenga. Muri kupi muZimbabwe?
Ndiri kunonzi kumarere kukaroi.
Kukaroi, aiwa maita basa. Morara zvakanaka kukaroi. Thank you so much, Gibbs. Mkoma Manenga is calling from Karoi. He says many people who cross into South Africa, many of them do not have qualifications that can enable them to work, say, in a period of 2 years, 5 years, and then come back home with cars. But that is the situation. He says those who cross into South Africa after a short stint, they return home with cars, and he does not think that if you are a cattle header down there, you can save money to buy a car. But I forgot to ask what type of cars people can bring in, because you can buy any car.
That's right.
Yes.
Good job, good job.
Yeah.
What is weird, like, mama, unerea, mashamba. Was that connecting with mom? Nerea, mashamba, uyangizwa, mom.
Nyawuzwa
kabi. Ye, asitike lina lilungisa njani kudaba lololu olunganihlupha abantu njengoba ukuZimbabwe diaspora focus group libanceda njalo abantu
lwanceda ngokuyakhuluma elokhuzeni e-foreign and commonwealth elokhuzeni office. Yeah, we engaged with the lokhuzeni, with the home office. Sabatela, sacela, ucela, we were pleading with the home office ukuthi hayi sicela nje ukuthi liphe abantu abangela maphepha ukuthi ilokhuzeni i-permission to work for about 5 years ukuthi bebe le mali zokuthi bebuyele ekhaya kumbe bethenge imizi yabo. Kulokuthi bebuyele nje bengabantu abahawulayo izikula ezingelanzi ngitsho anything to show that they were in the diaspora. Yeah, that was all that we appealed. Although, lapha sibili kule ngani kulabanye abantshontshayo abanye abanamaphepha sibili kodwa bayantshontsha. Akutakala ukuthi kumbe ulamaphepha kumbe kalamaphepha. Isela lavela lilisela. Yeah. So lokho vele hayi asikukhangeli. We look at a person in humanitarian lokhuzeni content ukuthi ekhaya yes akula msebenzi, akula lutho and everything. Uhulumende uyazama Rome wasn't built in a day. Basalungisa labo ukuthi bebone ukuthi bazahambisa njani izinto. And then ukuthi abantu bebuyele, behambe futhi enqondini yona le ukuthi kabasebenzi. Beyobona lokuzeni. Beyobona facing all those problems, hitting problems. Awulungana. So we have appealed to Home Office. Ukuthi zababaphi give them the permission to work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I think there is a caller, but before I go to the caller, there's one of our viewers, Zet Dube. He says South Africa needs Zimbabwe more than Zimbabwe needs South Africa. South Africa economy is balanced by Zimbabwe, yet the Zimbabwe government / organizations do not negotiate for a better life for its people. That's what Zet Dube wrote on our Studio 7 Live Talker Facebook page. Tons, kwa mutere, ndia nari paru nare? Hello? Yes, magadi? Aywa, ndirumpe nyu, kuri sei kwa muri? Mpretoria, mkoma Alois kana mwine redio yakavhurwa mbodzikisa mbichana rusha rwacho rurikubva rwadzoka kuno. Bva mangotipa pfungwa dzenyu kuti zvii zvamungataurawo ndimuriko kuSouth Africa tudzei kuti zvakamira sei.
kuSouth Africa mukoma Jonga kwakanaka. Asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti overpopulation in South Africa.
Namo.
Sina chimiro vachose. Zvinani kuona kumaZambezi and Malawi vanhu vashoma stereki saka tazwa muchiona vasingazi havasi kuba kana kuti vari kuba but maZimbabwe zvakawandisa.
Saka chii chamungakurudzira kuti chiitwe nokuti pane mumwe anyora paFacebook page yedu apa ari kutaura kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe yaziva kukosha kwakaita vanhu vayo vari muSouth Africa nezvavari kubatsira munyaya dzeupfumi muSouth Africa yaitawo kuti vange vachibatwa zvakanaka. Imi munotiwo
izvozvo ndizvo chaizvo mukomatsonga nokuti mararamiro atiri kuita muno muSouth Africa munomu haasiriwo zvachose nokuti kuti uvate kudzikwavira wakuvata unovata wakabatira ura maoko nokuti anytime mbavha inopinda saka the home is the best. Kana government inge yagadzisa zvino vanhu vakadzokera kumusha vachiosevenza kumusha vari kusevenza chinoona dhora iroro mari iripo everything is fine hapaachakaipa.
Aiwa maita regaitinzwe vamavhinga kuti vanokupindurai kuti chiva mavhinga muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa.
Halo?
Vamavhinga ndaanchiti vamavhinga vakupindurei kana kuwedzera nokuti vanobva vangobatanidza nemubvunzo wabvunzwa nemumwanyora paFacebook page yedu ari kuti dai hurumende yeZimbabwe nemamwe masangano anorwirawo kodzero dzevanhu vakwanisa kuti vanga vachikurukura nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyoyo zvibatwewo zvakanaka. Alo, vaMavhinga.
Muri kundinzwa here?
Taurai tinzwe. Ngoti dimu munoti.
Zviro kwazvo zvinhu zvakanaka nekuti itsu seSanganiro Human Rights Watch nevamwe takatombokumbira nevamwe vanoita zvakaita South Africa Exodus Forum kuhurumende yeSouth Africa. Pane chirongwa chiripo chinonzi Special Exemption Permit chakapuwa maZimbabweans. Chakauya nekuti vanhu vakanga vakumbira hurumende yeZimbabwe ikapindirawo, asi chakakosha chikuru ndechekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe igadzirisewo kwayo kumisha kuti vana vadzokere vasangoramba vachiritaira vachipembera nemasango. Ndo zvakakosha izvozvo. Asiwo tiri kuno South Africa tinokumbirisa kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa irambe ichirangarira kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, vhudzi ide marose, tiri vanhu vatema, tose ngatibatane sevanhu kwete kubatana senhapwa kana kubatana senhesekweruoko.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Mr. Mavhinga. Rambai muri parunare. Understand Gibbs, Tana, Amai, Magdalene Moyo.
Yes.
You can welcome her.
Yes, Magdalene Moyo, how are you?
How are you?
Very fine. We are told that you are an asylum seeker in Britain, and there are certain things that have been happening around you. Can you tell us your story?
Yeah. In short. I'm an asylum seeker. Mm-hmm. I came from Zimbabwe in 2015. Because I was running away from home as a lesbian woman, since it's not allowed, so I came to seek asylum in the United Kingdom.
And what happened?
It's not easy. It's not an easy process. It's very difficult, to be honest, because the process is long, exhausting, and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I got here, I went for my interview. I went to court. When I went for my interview, they didn't believe I was a lesbian woman. So I had to run around, find evidence, this and that, whatever they were asking for. And then they later on accepted when I went to court that I was a lesbian woman. But they said, according to the law of Zimbabwe, it is illegal to be a gay man, and it's legal to be a lesbian woman, of which is not true. It is true according to law, but the community as a whole, they don't accept any LGBT person, whether you are a woman or man. It's totally unacceptable.
So what was the outcome of your case?
My outcome of the case was that I was refused. I was refused. They told me that in Zimbabwe you can live freely as a lesbian woman because that's what the law is saying.
Mm-hmm. And so then you appealed against that?
And then I appealed against that, and then I was told that they're doing everything according to law. I was kicked out of the accommodation that I was given. So I've been living as a homeless person for almost a year now.
Ever since the government changed in Zimbabwe, have you tried to go back home and see if you can be persecuted for your sexual orientation?
That one is not it's not an option. I'm not even dreaming about it. I would rather be killed by cold in this country instead of what is happening in Zimbabwe. And after the election, things they just got worse. One, I am a lesbian woman. Two, I am an activist. In Zimbabwe, you are not allowed to demonstrate or to have freedom of speech. And as for us, young women, young people, we can't keep quiet when things are going wrong. Things are going wrong. People are being killed like flies in Zimbabwe. The same people that are supposed to protect people, they are the ones who are killing people, you know? So we can't keep quiet. And after living in the United Kingdom, where I know I've got the right to voice out my feelings and to say whatever that is wrong, I don't think when I get home I'll be quiet. I'll be the first one to be killed.
Because
we can't keep quiet. We can't keep quiet. Things are going wrong every day, especially after the elections. It's even worse.
Yeah, nxa sasikhuluma ngesindebele lapha ke akutshela uZulu ukuthi inkinga yakho ime ngaphi khona mama.
Mayelana lani exactly
loku apply la i-asylum ukuthi kwahamba njani batshela abantu bekuzwe sibini
Okay, uku-applyela i-asylum i-process enzima kakhulu. Asho process elula. Asikho ukuthi uma ubuya eZimbabwe ufika lapha ufike uthole i-asylum uhlale kahle. Kunzima. Kodwa ngenxa yendaba yokuthi ekhaya uyabusiswa yisimo and isimo sangkhona singajintshi sisiba wese. Ngesinye isikhathi siyabubekezelela ubunzima bakhona. Ngoba nxa ufika lapho batshela ukuthi hayi mina ngithandana lamanye amantombazana and ngikhule nginje and ngikhule ngifihla but ngithe sengikhulile ama feelings lawo esengikhulela imizwa isingikhulela ukuthi angikwanisi ukufihla ngoba uma usethandweni usethandweni awukwazi ukukufihla khona lokho and then uthola icommunity eZimbabwe ithi thina we are Christians, we don't accept this, we don't want this, we can go and do your dirty thing out of this country, not here. Kuba nzima. And then uma ufika kuleli lizwe u-apply asylum lakhona kuba lama questions bafuna ukwazi ukuthi wazi kanjani ukuthi wena uthandana lamanye amantombazana, wazi kanjani ukuthi lento othi uyiyo uyiyo. And ngeva kobunzima obukhulu esengidlule kubo ukuthi ngibabonise ukuthi hayi yikho lokhu engiyikho khona and ngitho ngoba imizwa yami inje ngizwana labantu abangomama nokuthi nokuthi bese bekutshela ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe ma umfazi uthandana nomunye umfazi ngomthetho obhale phansi i-constitutional law kuvumelekile akuvumelekanga ebantwini abayi abesilisa
kodwa ke
abesilisa bangafika lapha bona bayagrantwa but abangamantombazana kuthiwa umthetho uthi
ye kodwa ke kulapho bekuncija khonokho ke bagcina besithini bathi evidence okumele uyikhiphe yiphi
ba yazi bhuti kubuhlungu ma ngifuna ukukutshela iqiniso ukuthi ukuthi i-evidence yakhona uze uyithole ukuthi yebo ngiyikho ngoba nanku ngama-feelings lawayana ngithi akulabo ufakazi and lapho engikhona mina ngisebenza lamanye amantombazana labuya kwamanye amazwe wokuthi ngesinye isikhathi beze bezifake kwamanye ama-relationship bethandane lamanye amantombazana bangazimiselanga bahlukumezeke ba-abuse kuma-relationship angikhona but ngoba wena ufuna ubufakazi bokuthi ubonakale ukuthi uthandana labanye amantombazana ukubekezelele.
Yes,
before she leaves, we can give Mr. Mavinga, he's a human rights
That's
lawyer.
Right. Yeah.
We can give him an opportunity to chip in there. Mr. Mavinga, so you heard from Ms. Magdalene Moyo.
Yes, thanks. Ngingathi lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu lathi human rights watch singa mncedisa lo use Britain so ukuthi limnikeze inombolo zami le email yami ukuthi simncedise ukuthi ahlale kahle e-UK. We can assist as human rights lawyers. This is really a distressing issue that needs intervention to support. So specifically, we would be happy to give support and referral for this particular case. So I'm happy if you could share my details off the air for us to assist. Thank you.
But what about the situation in Zimbabwe? Is it as bad as she's describing?
Well, absolutely. And the issue of asylum and seeking refugee status is that it is really up to the individual. If an individual is out of their country of origin and nationality and is afraid and fears for their life to return to their country of nationality, then the country where they are should give them surrogate support. So what is then required is to look at whether or not that fear is well-founded. And particularly when you look at the attacks on the LGBT community in Zimbabwe, certainly that is a well-founded fear. If you look at the general patterns, remember recently there was the teacher at St. John's who came out as gay, and there was such a backlash and threat of death that he had to resign from his post. So that kind of case, it means that that would be really a deserving case for asylum or refugee status. So these are the challenges that we face, and certainly Zimbabwe has not reformed to a point where there is or there are guarantees of security in terms of individuals being within the country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you. We have another caller. Yes. Diana Arbarunare. Hello.
Hello, Akua Murabi.
Takasimba, Diana Arbarunare. Vagogode makadiko. Aiwa kuno ku right nhasi muri kupi vagogode? South Africa. Aiwa mukana ndiwo yutaura itinzwe. Maita basa shukuruwa Gogode, Egypt's Mr. Mm-hmm. Gogode, calling from South Africa,
yeah.
Is condemning any form of stealing, robbery, even stealing elections. Yes, and
yeah.
He's saying we should not sanitize the Zimbabweans who are into that activity. That's, he's condemning that.
All those kind of
things. Yes,
pills.
I think our time is
Let's go to Neria Mashamba, just briefly. Your last word, madam. Neria, yes, your last word on this issue.
Yeah, of course. I sympathize with this young girl that is talking about refusal
mm-hmm.
to be given. And anyway, I'm happy that she got this human rights lawyer mm-hmm. who can help her. Honestly, yeah, it's a gender issue. Le esuphayo. Because they could, if they can allow men, gay men, to be given refugee status, why can't they do that to women? That's one very funny thing.
And in such cases, what evidence do they want in such cases?
Like, I've never encountered this kind of case. But I hear that they want ama evidence. Are you gay or lesbian? You have to bring a partner or name a partner, which is impossible because you would have run away and left the partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe in Zimbabwe you are castigated because what they say no. And now goes around Chidaru. Anguzalana o in the age. Suga hamba, you are tapu. And then Utati partner corner. Uhambela uwe. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So it's abuse and Zagala lapa kuma refugees. Yes, you have to prove beyond doubt. Reasonable doubt.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Neria Neshamba. Mashamba. Neshamba, I think, was my friend at primary school. We used to play together soccer.
Yes.
It was a very good defender, but he scored an all goal. So we thank Mr. Tewama Vinga, human rights lawyer, Miss Neria Mashamba, and Miss Makatalin Moyo, who actually joined us tonight on this show. We hope we are going to meet you again next time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And we also like to thank all the callers who managed to get through to our program. Nasta Atine Matereri Wakawanda, Ngashirambe Shokadaro, Mchitigira Studio 7. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, Tobatana, Mnishumwe Shirongwa to Studio 7.